Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning into the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the first Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So welcome. Yep. Welcome once again to the Q's Militia Podcast. I am stumbling over words to prepare what I'm about to say. First basketball practice was today.
Yeah.
How'd it go, Joe? You got the report?
They looked great out there.
They hustled.
They did everything that Coach Boeheim asked him to do, and it was overall a great day one.
That's fantastic.
Why would you ask me that question? I don't know.
That's fantastic. All right, hey, look.
Like I'm there.
Look.
Come on.
The FCS Sacrificial Lamb this year is Holy Cross. They're coming to the Dome Saturday.
They are.
Kickoff is set for noon, and they come in at 1-2. They just lost last Saturday to Yale, 23-10. Valiant effort for the Crusaders. We will get into all of that. But first, you guys know the deal. You know what happens first? It's time to talk about MyBookie. Look, if you are interested in betting online, you know what it's all about? I would suggest heading over to MyBookie and giving them a try. If you don't know what it's about, research it, see if it's right for you. But here's what MyBookie is doing right now. If you screw up your bet, and after kickoff, and by the second half, it does not look like your bet is going to win, then you could just flip-flop to the other side like a bum. You can do that. You can be a bum, and they will give you credit for it at MyBookie. So do the smart thing. If you're going to bet on football this season, bet with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy or gal that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try the parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings, and no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now. Well, besides summer. Join now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. This is only on your first deposit, but they will double it. Use the promo code CHAIR to activate that offer. That's promo code CHAIR. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Listen, guys, do you want to increase your performance in bed and get a little extra confidence? Look, BlueChew.com. It's blue like the color. BlueChew brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full or empty stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. If you could benefit from some extra function in bed, you know, when it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. What's that supposed to mean? Most guys talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps you follow through. That kind of rhymes. Blue Chew is prescribed online, ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. That's the best part.
There you go, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. So awkward. So, as you know, they're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get the first shipment free when you use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay the $5 shipping, get 6 pills. That's BLUECHew.com. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Try it for free. Blue Chew is cheaper, better, and a faster choice. And we thank them for supporting the podcast. Now, remember, they don't promise guaranteed results. And it does not say anywhere on that Blue Chew package that comes discreet to your door. It doesn't say anywhere on there that it'll cure disease. So.
No.
Just so you know, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I just let you know too. I used my login and my promo code and sent it to your house like you asked. So. Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
See, the whole point of that.
I'm a good friend.
Yes, what a great friend you are. Who needs enemies with great friends like you? And
you're welcome.
The whole point of that was so that no one knew. I don't know if you picked up on that. So anyway.
My bad.
So anyway, look.
I can get you too.
Believe it or not. No, I'm good. The six is plenty. It'll last me probably
a year.
All right. See, I can be self-deprecating to a point, but there's a line. There's a line, and I think we're...
I'm sorry.
I almost went across it myself, so it's okay. Look.
Sorry if I did.
No, you're good. Shut up. So, look. Syracuse and Holy Cross, actually, they have played 28 times. Now, the Orange lead the all-time series 23-5. The last time these two teams played was in 1973. Coach Swartzwalder in his last season.
Yeah.
Imagine that. 1973.
Back at Archibald Stadium.
Yes. And the score was 5-3 in that game. What a battle.
Yeah.
5-3. That's crazy.
Well, if I do remember, those two were the defensive stalwarts that year. So.
No. Shut up. Look.
I was -10 years old.
Coach Ben Swartzwalder. They played 28 times. They played 21 times under him in his tenure. So, anyways, I thought that was pretty interesting. Now, so here's a little here from inside the Loud House from our buddy Paul to put things into perspective. The FCS allows 65 total scholarships compared to the 85 by the BCS. Okay. Members of the Patriot League. They limit themselves to only 15. So only 15 scholarships per team in the Patriot League. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
That's so obviously, do the math, it's 70 more scholarship players for the Orange. So
it's awkward.
Yeah, talk about awkward visits.
Awkward in that
That's going to be one hell of an awkward visit. Yeah,
you got starters that aren't on a scholarship.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying locker room. Even 65 guys, you look around and the majority have scholarships. Talking 15? Oh.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of guys that think they deserve it over certain other ones when you get down to that number.
I mean, that's possible.
That's rough. I didn't know that. Wow. Go Patriot League.
Yeah. Well, how humbling is that? I mean, I guess they do it for a reason, obviously. So, anyway, that Joe, that's all I got, bro. That's all I got. They said it 2-1.
I don't really got much either.
I mean, this is the, the annual FCS matchup where we're supposed to just beat up on a team. Now, I will say this, this is going to be good for the cohesion on the offensive line. It's good to just get in a rhythm. It's good to do this thing right before a break.
Get out there and play.
And then
game.
Getting Clayton Welch in the game in the second half, get him some snaps or whatever. And just kind of. Yep.
Somebody. Second string backup, get some snaps and
Or Rex
get some experience in the young guys. Yeah, of course. And
so I guess
then
that's
obviously
what this is,
getting
right?
healthy too, right? So
yeah, sure.
I mean, there's that too. I mean, there's not too much. I mean, I looked into it. They really weren't an impressive team last year. I mean, they got beat by Navy, I think, the first game of the year this year, 45-7. And honestly, I just don't see a competitive game. Even by the numbers, realistically. I mean, the Patriot League isn't really a league that usually has high-rated or ranked teams even in the FCS, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know the stat, but I don't know if or ever. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I don't know if teams from this conference beat Division I teams. So, like you said, this isn't like a Villanova situation where they were ranked number 2 in the FCS or something like that. This should be a relatively easy win, and I hate to, don't want to talk trash or anything, but like you said, 15 scholarships?
That's brutal. That's a huge hit.
15 scholarships at the D1AA level to talk about coming into the Dome and competing. I don't know. There used to be a day back in 1973, but I don't know if...
Well, they weren't D1AA back then, were they?
Well, right, no. They were right there with everybody else, yeah. So, but Yeah. If this is a close game, or if it even scares anybody at any type of level, then it's going to be a problem. And I don't even want to worry about that kind of
thing. Oh, my gosh. So, I hope not. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, why would you even say that?
Yeah. That's why, like, it's – yeah. No. So – no. I mean, all we can hope for, like I said, is just no major injuries. That's all. That's it. Like a couple years ago, we had Cordy go out against the D1AA team that we played against. And I mean, anything can happen. It is football. It's a contact sport. But that's really what you cheer for, just a dominating win. And hopefully just everyone gets out of there healthy. And like you said, just get better. Go out there. It's another game. Play together. And just get ready.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it. We knew we had a chance to be at this point of being 3-2 and not 4-1 or 5-0, but you just got to take the good with what it is and just look at the light at the end of the tunnel of what it is now and look past these last two losses and we just get this game and get healthy. And that's really all it comes down to. You know, I hate to sound like I'm talking people off the ledge and this and that, or trying to talk people into a different kind of, but I mean, the ACC to me really hasn't, you know, impressed me. So,
yeah, I mean, everything is still there. Everything is still there in front of us. It's just, you know, just this, the scores are so lopsided. It really, it's a perception thing. So when you look at those scores, you know, even the 41-6 or whatever it was at Clemson, right? It was 41-6, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks bad, but some of that was garbage. Some of that was garbage time. Some of that was
3.5 quarters. We were right there.
Yeah, kind of.
There's no kind of. It was the middle of the third quarter when we had the ball going in. It was 17-6. We could have scored. Yes. We made it 17-13. Yes. So
yeah, so it was a lot of garbage time. It was like just
A lot of garbage time between the end of the third quarter and basically the fourth quarter.
And then Maryland, obviously, like, well, that was just, we got stomped.
It's one of those games, man. That just happens.
Early in the season.
And that's like the one thing. Like,
Joe, we got rid of this crap early in the season. Would you rather have this stuff happen later in the season? When, you know, I mean,
when expectations would have been so high. I mean, you're talking about beating Clemson and starting off maybe like you're talking about like a 6-0, 7-0, probably in the top 10.
Yeah. It's best to face them when we did.
And then then lose to somebody that, you know, because at that point we're going to be favorites.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it. But, I mean, yeah, I would say it's best for Maryland too because it doesn't hurt us as far as conference standings go. You know, knock on wood, God forbid anything were to happen to somebody, you know, or get some injuries at Clemson and they lose two games, then we could take our division. I mean, it's few and far between the way that the ACC looks, but it could happen. The possibilities are still there. Clemson still has to go out there and play. And if they get two ACC losses and we run the table, then we go. So, you know, that's pretty much the positive of having that kind of loss, especially early, because a non-conference doesn't hurt us in the conference.
Right. So, with that said, we kind of talked about expectations. We kind of talked about looking ahead and finishing off the rest of the season pretty strong. Got a couple tough games, but a lot of these games are really winnable. And to get this stuff out of the way early, I think it's huge. We say the same thing about basketball every year, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some of these weird games out of the way early, and we're going to be talking about basketball here shortly. So,
it humbles you.
Yeah,
it humbles you early when you have.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, but it exposes your weaknesses too, and that's what you know what you immediately know what you need to work on. And it was never a real surprise, but immediately we knew, and you know, got a lot of time to fix it. And
and sometimes the players need to see it on tape, and then you see that final scoreboard and take that L before they humble themselves and figure out that they need to work.
So I took to the socials and we concocted a question.
Yes, we did.
To see if we could get some feedback. It was a little late last night, so it was a little tough, but we got enough to talk about, I think. The Orange sit at 2-2, a third of the way through the season, and I asked has your preseason prediction changed, and if so, why? So took to Twitter. Let's see. Got at GMACHB. He said, I predicted 9-3 with a bowl win, 10-3. I'm now going 8-4 with a bowl win at 9-4. So I'm thinking he might be maybe swapping out the Maryland game there, but not a whole lot of change there, right? I mean, it's not terrible.
Yeah. I can see how someone else can, I mean, I can see how fans can look at it as realistic as dropping possibly two more games this season. Definitely. It's realistic. So,
yeah, I think so.
That's realistically where we should have been in the beginning of the season, though, too. So, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just call him Michael. I don't know. I don't understand the Twitter handles. I don't know if I'm supposed to read them, if I'm supposed to read part of them, and then I have no idea. He said Michael on Twitter at Mastorello 123. I think that's it. Unlike everyone else on this thread, I am realistic. They have looked awful thus far. I do not expect them to have a winning record in the ACC. Finish 6-6, 5-7. I hate to say it, but I think that's realistic. Joe, do you think 5-7 is realistic? Dropping 5 more games?
We would have to have some massive,
injuries. Even 4, I think, would be a lot more games. Don't you think?
What's that?
I think even dropping 4 more games at 6-6 would be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, realistically.
Like, which ones would they be, I guess, is my
considering
question.
Considering we get 3 more, or we get our 3rd win next week, then I don't know. I mean, we have favorable matchups as far as like the tough teams that we play. Most of them are playing at home. And then Florida State and Louisville, they've looked inconsistent. I mean, Louisville's looked better. Florida kind of looks the same, but they could still beat us if we don't play our A game. So, and same thing I could probably say for Duke. I haven't seen too much about them, too. So, I mean, every game is up in the air. But I just feel like with coaching and with, you know, everything that we went through last year and everything, I just can't see us going 5-7 and missing a bowl. No way.
I mean, you look ahead, and I think my preseason prediction was maybe a little too optimistic, but NC State was one of the games I was worried about. And then I think it was Florida State, but Florida State has proven that they're not really.
Keep it close in the fourth quarter, you can win.
Yeah. And then you got Wake Forest, which is tough.
Yeah. Wake Forest has looked impressive. Boston College has looked impressive other than that loss to that Kansas game. I don't know what happened there. But, yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily ridiculously tough. The ACC has not looked good. I mean, a lot of them have had tough games. NC State had some close games. They got blown out, or I don't want to say blown out, but they got handled by Western Michigan in the West Virginia last week in the second half. And I don't want to say struggled, but then Ball State, they won, I think, by 10 or 11 points. And, you know, living down here in Raleigh, from all accounts, a lot of NC State fans aren't really that happy with how they played. So, you know, Louisville, we know what their deal is. And they lost their starting quarterback, and they're coming back from last year. But, I mean, they look more competitive, but
It's hard not to.
Yeah, the tough thing with Louisville and Florida State is that we play, and Duke, is that we play them away.
Yeah.
If those were home games, I would almost look at them as kind of guaranteed wins, but because of the teams that we're playing at home, Pittsburgh and Boston College Wake Forest, it kind of gives us, you know, an advantage in those games, but those are the tougher opponents. So, I mean, realistically, all those games are losable, but I just feel like overall we're better in like with the coaching and the culture. And I just think we're just getting better. I don't think we're at a stalemate. I don't think we're a team that's like regressing. I think that we're a team that's on the uprise and we're getting healthy at the right time and we're getting our rest at the right time. So
I am Mr. Syracuse Football. And I think his handle is at Mr. SU Football. Hold on. This is not a screenshot. Yeah, it's at Mr. SU Football. Hey, that was a good guess, right? I thought it was a screenshot. I didn't think I'd click it. Had 3-1 going into the third way through the season, but 3-2 going into the bye with 8 50-50 type games left. I like our chances, especially if we can get Heckle McKinley Williams back. Hopefully rest some guys this week and get those younger dudes in. Mikel Jones, though, been great as a freshman linebacker. So, yeah, Mikel Jones is impressive.
Absolutely.
Get some of the, and we just talked about getting some of those younger guys in, whether it's Clayton Welch or maybe some of the DBs. Got a lot of DBs sitting on the side.
No, and he said 50-50 games, which we're right there. It's not 8 more, it's 7, but it's okay.
Right. Yeah, it's 7. I don't think Holy Cross is 50-50, right? So,
right.
Let's see. At Mouse Aider? Don't ask. Well, I was in the 10-2 camp. This team is looking better, but they can't have a hiccup. Pitt is one I'm worried about, but 9-3 is still great. I mean, when you throw Pitt in the mix, I mean, Pitt's, you know, that's a home game, so
it's tough.
It is tough
because they've had a tough schedule.
It's a primetime game too, by the way.
Yep, Friday night.
Yep.
After NC State.
At Cuse Orangeman 44. I like that. Still 8-4. This is obtainable. So I think 8-4 is a good realistic goal right now. Yeah. I think that's something to shoot for, actually, if I'm being honest. I think right. You get a bowl
game.
Like
we talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we talked about last time. I mean, I think this year is gonna be the floor of what the future is to expect. I think it's going to be a decent amount of years after this year to where we see like a team do whatever they set this year. So
right.
I think it's just on the rise from here on out.
At if not now, when 84, now we can still run the table. Clemson, we thought would be a loss. Maryland was an anomaly considering they lost to Temple. Let's win the rest and show the Debbie Doubters what we're made of. Go Cuse.
There you go, Mike.
Yeah, that's the attitude I like. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely. It's tough, like I said. I mean, like we talked about, seeing the product that they put on the field, it's hard to right now to see them not have a hiccup. But, I mean, again, I think that's what we're all looking for. Again, 50-50 games. All these games are winnable. So if we, you know, keep progressing and we go out there and we play the way that we think or we thought that they could in the beginning of the year and we actually get to that point, then I don't think we have any problem whatsoever getting to 8-4, 9-3, maybe even 10-2, like he said. Who knows?
Dominic on Facebook says, "Nope. Always thought the floor was 6-6 and ceiling of 9-3. If you listen to Dino about the defense being ahead of the offense and him worried about the O line, you should have realized early, all caps, that anything over 9 wins was insanely wrong." Yeah, I mean, I see where he's coming from. I'm just going to be honest. Right?
Yeah, we talked about it. I thought that there was some clear messages that Dino Babers was trying to kind of give the media that I don't think they picked up, that he wasn't as confident as them. And
he was dropping the breadcrumbs for us to pick up, and we were ignoring them.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, because every time you drop a breadcrumb, ESPN would put out some poll about how this
preseason
is
ranked or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
So that's just how it goes. You know, maybe we should pick up on the little nuances
breadcrumb. Oh, ESPN bowl predictions.
Exactly.
No, it's just like
why
boom,
focus
boom,
on
boom.
The negativity? And that's a good thing too as fans, you know. But
of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna latch on the positive over the negative, and I wouldn't. I want people to do that. No, I'm pessimistic. You know what I mean? But
yeah, I know.
There's the difference between being reasonable, I guess.
And I mean, look, I was wrong, dude. I was a little excited. I might have been a little excited. So
yeah.
And I'm usually like the one that's really tamped down. I really am. And I was really excited, man. I thought, we got a couple problems at O-line, but, you know, Tommy DeVito showed he could do a lot. And we haven't seen a game plan with Tommy DeVito starting a quarterback for Tommy DeVito. And so there was these things that were the unknown that I just thought were going to pan out. And it doesn't work
The thing is, I mean, especially with college and everything, all the off-the-field stuff and the things you have to do versus a pro where you're just concentrating on that. And on top of that, these kids are still growing and learning. They're young men. So when it comes to college, man, like you lose some guys. And don't get me wrong, this team by the end of the year, they could be better than last year's team at the end of the year. But they're just not there right now.
Yeah. No, I get it. Let's see. That's my dog, by the way, if you can hear that. I'm in the, you know, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Rocco says, "Yes, I've come to grips with the fact that my 11-2 was way optimistic. I'm now going for 8-5 or 9-4. He's throwing the bowl game in there. Yeah, 8-5, dude. Like I said, 8-4 regular season, 8-5 postseason. I'm perfectly happy with that.
No, 8-5 would be a 7-5. That could mean 7-5 with a bowl win.
Oh, right, sure. Well, right, right. No, B, right. Yes, exactly."
Or 8-4 with a bowl loss.
Right. You're right. So anyway, Steven interjects. He's got a little bit longer of a post, but what he was basically saying, I'm just going to sum it up for you. He says he was thinking 9 wins, but maybe he had a calculation error by counting Maryland as a win, and maybe he's thinking 8 wins now. It's more realistic. So that's good. Yeah. So maybe 9-4.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people out there. I talked to my father and one of my buddies, Sabo, and they both kind of were like on the train of 9-3 going into the season, and they still think it's obtainable after the Western Michigan game. Like I said, just based upon just how the rest of the ACC has been playing, and I think that they also thought that Western Michigan was a little bit better than what people think. So, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but from what I've seen, more or less, you know, 8-4, still the optimistic fans are still there at, you know, 9-3 still being obtainable. But I'm kind of on the 8-4 train, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm on the 8-4 train being happy with that. Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, I'm definitely happy with that.
I don't know if it's at this point. I won't know until I see them against NC State, to be honest with you. If they beat NC State, it's going to put me at ease quite a bit.
Well,
if they can win that game, right?
Well,
that's huge. That's huge, dude. That's a primetime game at North Carolina.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'll be there. And again, like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I want them to win every single game from here on out. Yeah, I'm just trying to be a little bit realistic just based upon what I've seen. But if they progress faster than what we think now at this point and they get healthy, who knows?
Yeah.
We could watch the NC State game and the Pittsburgh game too. I mean, NC State's what, Thursday night game? Very next week, Pittsburgh at home is Friday night game. Both primetime games. I mean, you turn around, you win those, you're 5-2. Now you're talking a different game.
Yeah. So look, I heard that this opened up. I'm on my bookie right now. I heard that this opened up at like 35 points.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, I can't find it on my bookie, Joe. What do you think, though? I mean, you think Syracuse is going to clear 35 points?
Yeah, I haven't seen that line anywhere. It's probably not even going to be able to be betted upon if you can't find it. Maybe it might be a late throw-in, but
Vegas,
sometimes
it's Vegas has the orange at a 38.5-point favorite with an ESPN matchup predictor of 97.7. That's from Inside the Loud House.
Yeah.
So
I just think that this is going to be kind of a pleasant kind of
nice relaxing game. Just something
to
skate through.
Yeah, I mean, just based upon what we've went through already. You know, as far as the Power 5 team that we've already played on the road, the two road games, the game against Clemson.
Are we going to try to open up the phone lines, Joe? That's the real question. That's the important stuff. Let's get to the important stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could.
Let's just play around too. What do you mean you guess we could? We didn't last week. Look, let's just play around here. You got the W with Western Michigan. Let's see. Holy Cross is getting 38.5 points, Joe. I gotta know. Are you taking that? You taking the points? What are you doing? What are you gonna do?
I'll take it.
You'll take what? Cussing? You're cussing on the dang on show again.
I know. Put me on the spot.
You know this is coming.
I didn't see the.
You know this is coming. This is my. This is my notebook.
Your little pink notepad. I get it.
It's post-it notes. Anyway, Joe's gonna take cues to clear 38.5 points. That's cool,
sure,
man. I love that, Joe.
I just think we're gonna have big plays. There's gonna be guys that
Holy Cross too has had a big play in each of their three games. I mean, it is what it is. It's just a stat. It's a fact. I'm just throwing it out there.
What big play? They scored 10 points last game. What big play?
I think it was
one touchdown they scored was the one big play.
It was like 30 yards plus or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. 15 scholarships. You lost me at 15 scholarships.
You lost me at 15 scholarships. Yeah, isn't that the truth? All right, look. Enough playing around. You're killing me. So anyway, yeah, we're going to try to open up the phone lines. I think we will try to do that after the game. So long as Joe is good, I'm good. I'll be here. I'll be ready, guys. That's all I'm saying. So if it doesn't happen, it's because of Joe. But we're going to try to do it.
Whoa, we'll see what happens. Time out. Why didn't it happen last weekend?
Because of you.
Because of me?
Okay, fine. It was because of me. But this time will be because of me.
All right.
But anyway, all right.
Look, every other time.
Thank you to everybody who answered the question late last night. I appreciate it. I appreciate you getting on there and giving us that because we had nothing else to talk about. Thanks to Blue Chew. Thank you to MyBookie. Thank you to Armchair Media. Thank you to James on guitar. That is it for Joe. I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.